This is Flick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff. Brought to you by NSTA, the National Science Teaching Association. Today's episode, The Lion King, Version 2.
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give. You must take your place in the circle of life.
The Lion King is the second Disney animated feature to get the photorealistic treatment from director Jon Favreau. He revisited The Jungle Book just a few years ago, and this project is even more ambitious. Back in 2011, I wrote a column about the DVD re-release of The Lion King, in which I discussed animal physiology. Now I'm focusing on the differences between the 1994 original and this 2019 reboot. For those few of you unfamiliar with the story, The Lion King depicts the life of Simba, the Prince of the Pride Lands, son of Mufasa, voiced by James Earl Jones, and Sarabi, Alfre Woodard. Simba's uncle Scar, voiced here by Chiwetel Ejiofor, plots to kill both the king and young Simba in a wildebeest stampede, but only Mufasa dies. Believing he is responsible for his father's death, Simba, voiced by J.D. McCreary, leaves the Pride Lands and is taken in by a warthog named Pumbaa,
that's Seth Rogen, and Timon, played by Billy Eichner, and he's a meerkat.
Simba grows into a young adult in the jungle with these two companions taking things easy and living mainly on insects, while Scar rules the Pride Lands, assisted by his hyena minions. The three main hyenas here are voiced by Florence Kasumba, Eric Andre, and Keegan-Michael Key. Instead of continuing Mufasa's balanced approach to hunting, Scar and the hyenas kill and eat everything they can. Simba, now voiced by Donald Glover, returns to the Pride Lands with Nala, that's Beyoncé, to save his birthplace from his uncle's mismanagement. I really appreciate the effort Favreau has made to update the names and casting in this version to be more representative of Africa and inclusive of African-American actors. For example, in the 1994 film, the three main hyena are named Shenzi, Banzai, and Ed, only one of which is even a remotely African name, and only one of whom was voiced by an African-American actor. In the current film, Ed is now Azizi, and Banzai is Kamari, and all three are voiced by African-Americans. Chiwetel Ejiofor and Donald Glover voice characters formerly portrayed by Jeremy Irons and Matthew Broderick. It's also worth noting that The New Lion King is a photorealistic animated film, not a live-action movie. Using computers, the animators have created a virtual world. Real animals were not filmed in the wild or even on a set. The animators observed real animals in zoos and in the wild in Africa, but they made some substantial alterations. For example, a very young lion cub does not have such huge eyes, and their eyes are closed for about a week after birth. As in the 1994 cartoon, a number of the animals are shown in the wrong part of the world, the most egregious one being the leafcutter ants that actually live in South America, or with features that combine two or more species. For example, the horns of Thompson gazelles are placed on bodies that have the markings of a springbok. According to director Favreau's Twitter feed, the one shot that was actually captured on film was the sunrise at the very start of the movie. Although that sunrise is sped up substantially. Even near the equator, it takes about 2 minutes for the sun to completely rise over the horizon, and the shot in the movie is just a few seconds long. It is possible that this photorealistic version will help to motivate more conservation of ecosystems and protection of lions in a way the cartoon film did not. I know that the emotional effect of this movie can be much more powerful than that of the cartoon version. My children, for example, were much more afraid of the hyenas and the wildebeest stampede in this than when they watched the original cartoon. At the same time, I find it harder to excuse the biology errors in a film that looks so much like a documentary. Based on the view of Mount Kilimanjaro at the start of the film, I'm assuming that Pride Rock is in Tanzania. The area close to Kilimanjaro has a wide array of biomes, including savanna, tropical monsoon, and hot, arid steppe. A biome is a naturally occurring grouping of plants and animals based on the climate of that region. The amount and distribution of rainfall through the year and the average temperature from month to month are the main factors that impact what plants and animals live in a specific biome. A tropical monsoon region is warm year-round and has distinct wet and dry seasons, for example. Not far from Kilimanjaro, there are even tropical rainforests and deserts. Incredibly enough, Tanzania does contain all the environments shown in The Lion King. They're just not all within a one-day walk of each other. It is possible to make some educated guesses about a biome and the season based on satellite imagery taken of a patch of land. Microsoft's Hacking STEM team partnered with NASA and the International Space Station to design a lesson built around this idea, which is available via a link in the online version of this podcast. The Shadowlands, inhabited by the hyenas at the start of the film, are filled with bubbling pools of mud. These look like some of the geothermal features found in Yellowstone Park in the United States. Hot springs, geysers, and mud pools are associated with geologically active areas, places where volcanic activity happened in the not-so-distant past. Kilimanjaro is a stratovolcano with three distinct volcanic regions. One of these, Kibo, is considered to be dormant, not extinct, and has actively outgassing fumaroles, so it's certainly within the realm of possibility that there could be geothermal mud pools in the area around Kilimanjaro. Teachers wishing to motivate interest in biodiversity and the conservation of fragile biomes could use scenes from The Lion King to get a discussion going. Earth science teachers addressing volcanism and all associated geology could connect to the Shadowlands. Note that The Lion King is rated PG for sequences of violence and peril and some thematic elements.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.